Father Denis had come to Padre Pio's humble monastery seeking spiritual wisdom, but he would receive an unexpected blessing. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio: Extraordinary Facts of the Stigmatized Saint by Oscar Pena Mayoral. In this book, we find an intriguing testimony by Father Denis Auvray, a French priest of the Dominican Order, who first came to visit Padre Pio in 1956. When Father Denis first arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo, he spoke with Padre Pio during the Capuchin's recreation period, when Padre Pio and the other friars took a short break from their busy schedules. Since Father Denis did not speak Italian, he spoke to Padre Pio in Latin. Among all the brown-robed Capuchins who were gathered that day, Father Denis stood out in his long white Dominican habit. Father Denis was delighted by Padre Pio and decided to visit him frequently. But he knew that he would gain much more from their time spent together if he knew Italian. He wanted Padre Pio to become his confessor, and he wanted to receive spiritual guidance from him, so learning Italian was a must. Father Denis became a frequent visitor of San Giovanni Rotondo, and he would often stay at Villa Pia Hotel, which was conveniently located near the convent. By the way, this hotel is still open for business today. One afternoon, upon returning to his room at the Villa Pia, Father Denis immediately noticed the presence of a strong perfume lingering in the air. He recalled that this wasn't the first time he had noticed this fragrance in his room, and he became concerned that a burglar might be entering his room in his absence. So he decided to complain to the hotel staff. He found an employee named Luigi and told him, "Someone is sneaking into my room when I'm away, and I'm very upset. I always keep my door locked when I leave, but I think a woman has been unlocking my door and going inside. I have proof, because there's a strong scent of perfume that is still lingering inside the room." To prove his point, he invited Luigi to enter his room. The moment Luigi stepped inside, he instantly recognized the fragrance. "The fragrance in your room is not because a lady has been coming in while you're away," Luigi said. "The fragrance is from Padre Pio." You can just imagine the confusion on Father Denis's face when he heard that explanation. But Luigi went on to explain that Padre Pio sometimes made his presence known through a wonderful fragrance. As Luigi spoke these words, the fragrance suddenly changed to the scent of incense. "You see," said Luigi, "now we notice the fragrance of incense. It just so happens that Padre Pio is at the church right now presiding at the benediction service." Padre Pio's mystical fragrance continued to linger in Father Denis's room for the next 15 days. End of story. Now, we don't know for sure what was troubling Father Denis so much that Padre Pio needed to make his presence known for such an extended time. Perhaps Father Denis was facing some sort of challenge, and Padre Pio wanted to boost his spirits or provide comfort during that time. Or maybe Father Denis was having doubts about his faith, and Padre Pio was trying to show him that there is a supernatural world. While we can only speculate about these possibilities, one thing is certain. Father Denis's testimony adds to the long list of amazing miracles in the life of Padre Pio. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of Padre Pio's stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.